Okay, here we go. Section 6, Love of Hashem, 161. Kesa.
Oh boy.
Eke b'miloy yudin. Oh my gosh. Do you know any Hasidus?
I'm not a math guy, though.
Yeah. It's a whole other level. Besides, there's many, many types of learning. I mean, Hasidus has, like, what people know generally, the Vartloch, you know, the Sosemes, the Dishlevi, which, first of all, they're not Vartloch at all. They're Yisod, the Yisod is coming from the deepest of the deep. But there's a whole world of the Pnimius of Chassidus, which comes out. It's really from the Arizal, which a lot of them are Muslim, but they mean things. You have to. It's a whole new language. Anyway, Eke. Okay, we're in the time of Mitzrayim. Eke Asher Eke. Right? That was the Shem Hashem in Mitzrayim. So you take the Aleph, the Hey, the Yud, and the Hey, and you spell it out. Aleph Lamed Hey. Hey, Hey, Yud, Hey. Right? Mm-hmm. Vav, Yud, Vav. Just believe me on that one. And then Hey, Yud. If you do the Gematria, it's 161. So that's what we're starting right now. Okay?
Me?
You look like you're like a little bit of a deer in the headlights.
I'm going where you are.
Definitely a deer in headlights. Here we go. Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem is a positive commandment in the Torah, as it says, and you shall love Hashem your God. Ahavas Hashem lekecha. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol madecha, right? With all your heart, all your soul, all your resources. This is a Gemara. This is really it's pasuk in the Torah, of course, but the Gemara in Brachas darshans it to explain what does that mean? How do you do that? Right, it's one of my favorite psukim to just go over again and again. I'm like, are we actually being Mekayim, what this says? Very simple. It's almost one of the most famous psukim, Kol Torah Kulo. We say it every single day, multiple times. Do we even think about what that means? Is there a way that a person says, well, all your soul means, I even know Rabbi Akiva had to give up his life. Is that the only way to be Mekayim? V'haftas Hashem Akecha b'chol na'afshecha? Only of mamash to give up your life? Siv Shalom. I'm just saying, I'm looking for an answer.
Just think about it.
I'm not rhetorical. There's other ways.
I'm going to get into it.
I wonder what resources are.
Ooh. Modecha. Resources. Mode is, okay, there's a lot there. We see that everyone is obligated to love Hashem. The pasuk mentions three levels of love: heart, soul, and resources. I always tell this over. You've probably heard it from me before, but because I like it so much, I'm just going to keep saying it. One time I was thinking about this pasuk, learning. I said, well, b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha. I mean, there's three. Well, once you hear the number three, you have to be, there's three of us. Has to be, right? Mm. So I saw on the, if you look at the balat,
what?
You're in an interesting zone there this morning, I see. Either you're up since 3 o'clock or...
I've been up since like 12:30, I woke up.
Like, yeah, I see that. You're like drunk on life. Give a man oxygen. If you look at the balaturim on the spot, which is the tour that we've learned, the tour. V'ahavta es Hashem l'kecha. V'ahavta, if you can imagine that word, vav, aleph, hey, vav, tav, is ha-avos. Because it's the avos. You're done. That's it. Roll him out. That's it. He's done for the day. He's got it. That's all you need. You know who you are right now? This is the Kiyam right now. You're a sis? Of who? Reb Zusha. This is the king of Zusha in the Maggid share. He just starts laughing. He doesn't have to do this. Up. He hears the word Avos is God. He's, that's it.
What are we smoking?
What are, Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu.
That's great. I love
so Ha'avos. Look on the spot. Ha'avos, right? Because they were the ones who were Mekayim. I talk about this all the time. That the Avos were the ones who were Mekayim. Amuna, Bitochon, Ahavas Hashem. Before we even received the Torah. Moshe's Torah, which is in Shemos. Right? We have all the Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah type sugyas, all the Chavos Alavavos type sugyas, is all Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So, Ahavas Hashem Akecha B'chol Avavcha, it's Avram Vin, he's a Lev Neman. B'chol Nafshecha, who gave up their life? Yitzchak Be'ed Akeda. And B'chol Me'odecha, Yaakov Inu said he was the first one to give Meiser. He said, I'll give a Meiser of everything. So, Me'odecha also means your money. To love a Kadosh Baruch Hu with your money that you're willing to give over to him.
He also had the most kids.
Yeah. B'chol Me'odecha, could be, yeah, could be. Because Me'od is the same letters as. Mode is Mem Aleph Dalet.
Right. So, what's the other word?
Adam. So, trying to letters. Right. So, he had the most Adam. He had the most kids. I'm just playing off what you're saying. Okay. The pasuk mentions three levels of love: heart, soul, and resources. The mission of us explains that there are two kinds of ahavas. Tremendous sugya. It's yisod and kol ha'avoda kula. Two types of avoda: conditional love. It's called ahava shatolui bedaver. Did Sam want to come on? By the way.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
So and does that mean that there's six, three times two related type love?
let's just start with the basic. We'll work from there. I mean, there's much, but there's two major yesodos of ahava. Is one that's conditional on things, and I don't know where it is. It was here before Shabbos, but
I got a tissue box. Yeah. Oh, look at that! Huh?
Okay, don't worry.
I found it.
Wow. Oh, cool. Yeah. Where was it?
In the tissue box.
Whoa,
that's wild. You're really on fire today.
Yeah.
So again, there's two levels. I guess it's Monday. Everybody's like still getting back from the weekend, I see.
Chaim, you want to text Sam and tell him I'm on. I forgot about you guys. Chas or something. I never forgot about you guys. I just had a lapse in. Yeah.
Are you in Far Rockaway? It looks different over there. Wow. Ooh. Look at the light shining in.
Ooh, mazel tov.
Chaim moved into a new house. Baruch Hashem. Kiddush is on him this week. If everybody walks to Far Rockaway, he's having Kiddush. Okay, so there's two types of love on page 167 here. Two types of love. There's conditional love, tuluy bedover, and unconditional love. There's no conditions, no strings attached. Conditional love means that one's love is a result of receiving something. He has received, will receive, right? There's something attached to it. But when this ceases, the love ceases. On the other hand, yeah. These are tremendous sugyas that need to be worked on deeper, but let's learn here. On the other hand, unconditional love is an intrinsic bond. It's not dependent on anything else but the two parts who are making the relationship, whatever it is. Ahava has a numerical value of echad. Ahava is 13. Echad is 13. Same amount of tribes that we had ultimately, right, with Menashe Ephraim, if you want to count them. This ahava stems from an inner unity between the lover and the beloved. Ani le dodi v'dodi li. For no other reason except for the fact that dodi. Conditional love of Hashem can be found amongst the Gentiles because they are capable of having love and gratitude toward those who benefit them. Mm-hmm. So because they receive, therefore their entire ahava is based on that. Unconditional, and we have to start that way also. Right, even from the Chovos of Vavos, this is, don't jump madregas. You have to go through the Loshma. We have to feel that we have received and will receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we come to love Him. That's one of the major yesodos of Avoda. According to the Chovos of Avos, that's the beginning of our Avodas Hashem, Shara Bechina. Shara Bechina is to see that creation is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and everything that from creation we receive every single moment should turn into the next Shar called Shara Avodas Elokim. That's how he says it. There are higher levels, but you can't jump. Many people like to hear, you know, they read a Sefarim and there's two madregas. There's the unconditional love and the conditional love. Unconditional love is much higher, so let's just try to jump for that. It's not possible sometimes. It's legitimately not possible. You have to go through the proper path. And it's okay that it goes through. People, no, conditional love is bad. No, it's bad. It's just not the end of the journey. But there's still a journey. You can't just jump over things. People are very quick to, no, I only want the top madriga in avoda, like the no mele melech. Are you crazy? You think you're going to jump to such a madriga? You have no idea anything. You don't even know. You got to go slow. So we have to understand that you do have to go with these conditions, meaning you do receive from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and therefore there's an ahava. From there, you'll be opened up to the deeper levels. Unconditional love of the sort we are discussing is only present in the Jewish people. This love is unity with the beloved, and only the Jewish people have unity with Hashem. Yisrael and Hashem are one. Intrinsically, we're bound to Him, not because we receive, just because it is. That is the emes. To get to such a emes, just out of thin air, it's not going to happen. You first have to build a relationship, right? A parent and a child have to build. But parents say, they're not going to give the baby anything. The baby's 1 year old. I'm not giving you anything. I want you to understand that you love me just because I'm your father. But I'm not going to give you any food. What are you talking about over here? You raise the kid, you give the kid, yes, they become spoiled. That's the part of the process. And you teach them a karsha tov. You hope that they come to understand that there's a deeper bond here. It takes, I don't know, like 30, 40 years. Like, when do we feel that way with our parents? We're so quick to, you know, call out our children, but how are we?
It grows. You have to work on it. Even with your wife, you have to work on these things.
Exactly. Therefore, they can, and that's the only way it works. You can only get married to a person if it's conditional love. Why'd you marry that person? I don't know. I just picked a name out of a hat. I wanted to be unconditional love. I don't want to be bound by this bad conditional love. So I decided I'm not going to even look at her. I'm not going to know anything about her. I'm just going to pick her name out of a hat, and whatever name it is, I'm going to marry her.
Conditional. Yeah.
Her name is Bujang, and she's from Sri Lanka. You okay? Is that okay with you? That's real unconditional love. What do you? That's not how it goes. You have to go through again, right? You have to meet her. You have to enjoy her personality and the way she looks, and you know her whatever stuff. That's all conditional. But that's the only way. Through the conditional ahava, over time, you want to drop the baggage. Of course, still appreciate that stuff, but it shouldn't be that's what it's dependent on. You want to get deeper into the person themselves. Mm-hmm. That's a bigger sugya. Here we go. You right over here? He's swimming in the ocean. In general, Gentiles, we should be zocha that they're gentle. Oh, wait a second. Before that, therefore, they can have this inner love. Klal Yisrael can have the inner love. But in general, Gentiles are only capable of conditional love. Generally, the Gemara says that if a Jewish person gives a coin to a poor person so that his son will live, I'm giving this tzedakah al-manas lo aleinu, that this person's son who is sick lives, his action is valuable. It's considered good. It's considered lishma, kilu. Even if his son will not live, says the Gemara, he will still be glad that he gave the charity. So that's why it's still considered like tzedakah lishma, even though he had a condition to it. Deep down, he really wants to give without receiving anything in return. This is unconditional love. But in the case...
Yeah. I'm just confused what's going on here. He says, in general, Gentiles are only capable of conditional love. And then he jumps into Jewish...
Well, he's going to watch what he says. But in the case of a Gentile... We'll go back. Let's finish read this and we'll go back.
But the Jewish person gives tzedakah in zechus that his son will be saved?
Yeah, and we still call that...
Okay,
lishma.
I was just trying to figure out. Okay.
Yeah.
Even though he was looking for the Yeshua.
No, I didn't understand.
Because he would have given it anyway.
I was trying to clarify that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah, because look at the next line. Yeah. But in the case of a Gentile, if his son dies, right, the Gentile gave tzedakah, thinking that his son will live, and there is no specific justification for his giving, the love ceases. And he has no interest in giving. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. Game over. I only gave it on condition that something would happen here. It is clear that when attaining the attribute of ahava, one must first attain a hava that is dependent on something. It's the only way. And afterwards, a hava that is not dependent on anything. That just happens automatically. Right? The conditional hava, that's natural. Okay, it's a whole process. But we do have to understand these two sugyas, and we do have to know that we have to go through both of them. The soul of a Jew contains both of these qualities, conditional and unconditional love. And a person must work to bring this latent love into action. So the first way to bring anything into action is to know it exists. That's the first step. And then be patient. First, and then you have to want. You have to know it exists, and you have to want it. Then you have to really get a plan how to do that, but at the very least, you have to be patient because everything takes time. First, he must uncover in his soul the conditional love, right? Which between us and another human being is pretty easy. You get from them, you talk to them. When it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, if a person goes his whole life and never thinks what he receives from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he can go his entire life and never actually feel that he's receiving from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that takes even energy, that takes hishtadlus to recognize that even my breathing, my eyesight, everything that I have, the outside, that's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu for me. That's already a move that you have to make. Many people can miss that their entire life. Even though they're davening the Pesukah Zimra every single day for a million times, they still can mamish miss the boat. We know that because we've also missed the boat for a long time. And then you're like, oh, no. It says it in the tefillah there about the sun, and it talks about the air, and it talks about the trees, and it talks about praising the Kodesh. It's all right there. You said it 1,000 times. You're like, whoa, I didn't realize that. I still point that out. I also, tefillah is a big sugya, of course, and I still miss things like everybody else. But I do enjoy, as you know here, that when we quote like a pasuk in the Gemara, something I said, where is that in tefillah? Everybody's like, I don't know. We say that? Like, yeah, I actually say it every single day. I do that to people, not to hurt Chas HaShalom, but just to be more aura that we have to wake up a little bit. You've said that pasuk like 8 million times. Not once with Kavana, but 8 million times you've said the words. Again, to be more aura. We're not depressed people here. We're people of growth that need to be awoken to things. I just didn't know. Good. Let's go. Now that you know, let's go. Like, that's great. One of the teens on Shabbos, he literally is talking the entire davening. I mean, if you meet Katsa, he's talking the whole time. And not only is he talking, he's turned his back. He's talking to his chevra behind him, looking the other way. And I go over to him, I said, hey, I'm not sure if you know, but Mizrach is the other way. Is that way. He's like, oh, I didn't know, I didn't know. So he turns around, and then a second later, I turn around to go back, and he's right back around. I'm like, buddy. He's like, oh, I forgot already. I said, okay, Mizrach is this way. Sometimes we just forget. You have to be woken up to it, you know? He was right back around in 2 seconds. Don't worry. But
I was worried.
No, yeah, don't be worried. He's...
Okay. You should change everyone else around as well.
Like, right, turn the whole room around, yeah.
He'd be the right guy.
Nah, he's very friendly. It's good. He's very friendly. He's showing my
soul. It's on that Gemara we learned.
It's on the Gemara. It's on the Gemara. He's like, what's Gemara?
No, 10 years. Give him 10 years. Less.
No, they're great. They're great. They're great.
That's not me.
Man, give them. I didn't give them. I had a little kavur this week, but okay, it was for a different time. There's no kiddush this week. There are individuals born.
Is kavur.
It was, and I gave them a whole mushel about it. I don't think they were happy, but every once in a while, oh, you heard? There has to, you know, I let it go for a long time. There has to be, I'm not angry, but there has to be some balance. It was getting out of control. Mom was out of control. Anyway, that's my problem.
What'd you do with the food?
No, I just didn't order it.
I'm kidding.
There are individuals born with unconditional love that is already apparent. They may skip the first stage since the unconditional love is already revealed and they are able to involve themselves with it immediately. But, unless you know for sure, don't jump steps. We'll continue this tomorrow.
What's Avos Chinam? There's Ches Chinam, but is there an Avos Chinam also?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
What is Avos Chinam? Sounds like
Hashem just loves us.
Oh, you're saying Kashmir to us?
Yeah. I'm saying is it
everything that
I know. I'm just saying, is there? I don't know. Like within Chassidus, if there's a terminology like that.
It's not.
Wait, Tzadikim back.
Avos Chinam is more connected to Avasha in Italy, but over. It's Chinam. It's free. You didn't get anything for you, and I give it. It's unconditional.
It's like children though are probably Avash in Italy, but over, right?
A father to a child is name.
Yeah. Child's born.
Some, I mean, you give more, but you do still get nachas. I mean, if the kid was,
but now I'm saying not right away. Right away, he just sits there. And you're like, it's the best thing ever.
You don't get enough from your kid, a little baby. You brought this into the world. It's not true.
That's because you're still getting.
It's still.
Yeah, can you imagine if they weren't cute, like throw them out the window?
Chavos says that. Is that your quoting?
My wife tells me that.
The Chavos Lovos says such a line that Hashem made a certain chain that the child has on the parent, because if not, they literally throw him out the window. Because there's sometimes where...
Wait till you get to high school, buddy.
One, two, three.
They're not cute anymore, that's the problem.
I always tell it to my kids, I joke around. But